The Brad Sesmatt Show, broadcasting live from the ShopTates.com studios.
What a great sports weekend ahead. So pumped, Side Geek tonight. Horsers High School football tonight. We've got the New Jersey Brooklyn Nets in town against the Suns tomorrow night. Tomorrow, you have U of A in the middle of the day. Their football team, Kadeem Carey, down in Tucson in action. Tomorrow night, I'll be at the ASU-Oregon State game. Sunday, you have the Cardinals, more importantly than the Cardinals, Jacksonville. You have the 49ers and Saints. And Sunday night, you have Denver and the Chiefs. Man, what a great, great weekend. Hope you're having a great Friday. Brad Sesmatt with you coming up on the show here at the bottom of the hour. Jimmy Vaccaro will go right to Vegas. The latest lines, the latest odds on the NFL games this weekend. Also, the college football weekend. You have Stanford, USC. What do they say in Vegas about ASU? Goody at the Movies will be with us, as always, on Fridays. Because, guys, you have to have a life. I know you're not going to sit there all day tomorrow and all day Sunday and even tonight. You got to take care of her a little bit. What's out there? Goody at the Movies, very popular segment we do every week on the show. Eric Sorensen is our Senior Executive Vice President of Everything. Screws is our Chairman of the Board. Screws with a Z. Let's get you caught up some of the things on my mind in the world of sports as we get off and running on this busy Friday. And it's brought to you by the Honda Resort and Casino. Honda Resort and Casino in the beautiful White Mountains. In fact, the Honda Resort and Casino, that may be the place for you for Thanksgiving. If you're thinking about where to go for Thanksgiving, why not go to the Honda Resort and Casino? There's great food there, great fun, great specials. The Thanksgiving menu is out for Thursday the 28th. Carved Gold Canyon prime rib of beef, roasted turkey, sliced ham. Now the bread, the rolls, the pies, the yams. The Thanksgiving menu starts at 11 a.m. The Indian Pine Restaurant breakfast buffet. Why not do the breakfast buffet and then have a food coma with the dinner? Why not? It's the Honda Resort and Casino in the beautiful White Mountains, 3 miles south of Pine Top. Think of the Honda Resort and Casino for Thanksgiving. Why not head on up there? So it's a pretty darn good football weekend. Very interesting to me. Tomorrow night, you have Arizona State. Are they looking ahead to UCLA? You have the number one quarterback in the nation for Oregon State. That's right. The number one throwing quarterback in the country is Sean Mannion for the Beavers. They have a heck of a coach in Mike Riley, one of the best coaches that's out there. This quarterback, though, for ASU, trying to match up with Sean Mannion, the number one passer in the nation. I caught up with Jake Plummer earlier, the Pac-12 Network analyst and the great Sun Devil on Mannion.
I think the times that Mannion has struggled is when he's been, pressure's been put on him. He's amazing when he can set his back foot, go and throw it through all his big targets, and mainly, Brandon Cooks, who's a phenomenal receiver. But yeah, you got to get pressure on him, get him to move his back foot. He drops back 7 steps, cocks that thing out, big arm, and lets it fly. And if you can keep him uncomfortable, then there's a chance. And I think that's one thing that ASU has going, is that they got a chance to put pressure on the passer. And I really like him. I like his game for the next level, too.
Jake Plummer with me earlier. The Sun Devils are 5-0 at home this season. In fact, they're averaging outscoring opponents by 30 points per game. They have been on an absolute roll. I'm a little surprised. Saw a tweet this morning from Jeff Metcalf, one of the better writers that I've seen through the years. I mean, very good. 7,000 seats left for the ASU-U of A game. I mean, come on, guys. I understand, but when Alabama plays Auburn here, not here, but when they play them here in their own backyard, that game's sold out. When UCLA plays USC, that game is sold out. Stanford plays. Why is it ASU, U of A, especially this season? You have Kadeem Carey, who's going to be a first-round pick at running back. You have Marion Grice, who's going to be a first-round pick, in all likelihood. 7,000 seats left for the ASU, U of A game. How's that even possible? But to matters more pressing, I know tomorrow night's going to be a sellout. I will be there, out in the stands, doing my thing. That'll be fun tomorrow night. Actually, tonight, you have UCLA and Washington tonight. So if you're a Pac-12 football fan, and with the Bruins playing ASU next week, and with Brett Hundley, the Chandler High Arizona kid, slinging it all over the place for the Bruins, tonight, UCLA-Washington, we'll check that out. The Stanford-USC game, by the way, is sold out for tomorrow. So a lot of great college football. On the pro football front, can the Cardinals get after Chad Henne? I didn't say, can the Cardinals get after Peyton Manning, or can the Cardinals get after Drew Brees or Aaron Rodgers? Can the Cardinals defense get after Chad Henne? It's not even Blaine Gabbert. The bottom line is I'm throwing names that are at the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the bottom of the scrap heap that the Cardinals are going to be facing this week. He's coming off his worst game of the season at quarterback, Chad Henne, against the Titans, even with the win. He's been getting very little help from his running game with MJD. He has the suspension of Justin Blackmon at wide receiver. That's their best playmaker. So who does he really have to throw to? The Cardinals, here's a stat from Pro Football Focus I caught up with earlier. The Cardinals have blitzed more than any team in the National Football League, according to Pro Football Focus. Number one, they've sent five or more rushers on 51% of pass plays. 51! The lowest percentage of the year came against Detroit when they only blitzed Matthew Stafford 35% of the time. The league average is 31% of the time sending blitzers. The Cardinals are doing it 51% of the time. It's good stuff. So Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator, loves to blitz. We've seen John Abraham have a terrific start to the season. He's really done well. And then you look at Darrell Washington and Carlos Dansby. They blitz up the middle. Then Tyrann Mathieu. Here's a number on Tyrann Mathieu to impress your friends. Tyrann Mathieu leads all NFL defensive backs with 10 quarterback pressures. So here's this rookie, third-round pick. The Cardinals are coming 51% of the time. 10 pressures coming from Mathieu. Beyond that, how much more patience is Bruce Arians going to have with Rashard Mendenhall? He had the fumble late last week. How much more patience? If Rashard Mendenhall cannot run against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and you have Andre Ellington, who's a home run threat, I'm very interested to see how that plays out. Here's Chad Henne on facing the Cardinals defense on Sunday. Here's the Jaguars quarterback.
Yeah, definitely up front. Got some guys to worry about. A lot of veteran guys up there that know they're big, they're strong, they're fast, and we have to tempo them, see what we can do with that. And outside, they got a good corner in Peterson against Cecil. He'll probably match up against Cecil, and we just got to win our one-on-one matchups.
I'm Chad Henne. I know I'm going to get my head kicked in, but I know that I have to talk to the media and say something. Did he say anything there, Eric, that was remotely, or did he sound like a guy that's, oh my gosh, what do you guys want me to say?
Sounds like a quarterback who knows he could be in for a very long afternoon this weekend.
He sounds like a quarterback who's renting. You know what I mean? He doesn't own down there because by the end of this year, he's not going to be there. We ran right through Eric's Facebook question of the day. Here is Eric Sorensen's Facebook question of the day. It's a big part of what we do here on Sports 360 AZ, White Mountain Radio, on Twitter, all those places. Facebook question of the day.
Wasn't really your fault because I had printer issues.
Yeah.
You know, it's a producer problem. But
right.
Anyway, today's Facebook question of the day is, you know, it was a pretty exciting night last night in Arizona sports.
It was.
Arizona Wildcats, big road win. The Coyotes lose a heartbreaker, but great effort in the shootout against the Blackhawks. So today's question is, what is the most exciting thing going on right now in Arizona sports? We've had some people say Eric Bledsoe. We've had some people say the Suns blowing their chance at a top three lottery pick.
Come on.
Quote unquote, overachieving to this point in the season.
No.
And we've also had a couple people say Aaron Gordon, who looks like he is the absolute truth and everything as advertised. I know you were on Twitter and you were tweeting about the game, and I caught the second half of it. But anyway, head over to Sports 360. AZ, Facebook.com/Sports360AZ, like our page, and share your input. Every day there's a question up there, Monday through Friday.
Okay, so it's a good question.
I would have to say the Coyotes. They are no longer flying under the radar in the Valley.
You know, though, when I watched the game last night with Chicago, and I watched it with my daughter, who's a senior in high school and committed to a college outside of Chicago day before yesterday, and they're showing the aerial shots of Chicago, and they do the national anthem where the fans stand and cheer during the whole anthem, which I think is very cool. And I just see the passion back there. I'm waiting for that out here. They have Tampa Bay at home tomorrow night. Tampa Bay, they're going to have lots and lots and lots of empty seats. It's unfortunate. They're home for the next couple of, for like the week and a half they're home. They've got Anaheim coming into town. That's not denigrating them. They are exciting to watch. I watched a good portion of the Coyotes last night. I was more into watching Aaron Gordon because I've heard all about Aaron Gordon. I'm going to get to him in a minute. The Suns, I don't see that. Where's Jahi Carson in this conversation?
No Jahi Carson yet.
Really? Is that because they haven't played anybody of marquee stature to this point?
And probably. I think people just now know what to expect from Jahi.
Yeah.
The guy is good. Aaron Gordon is sort of the unknown. I mean, not anymore after that lob in the late in the second half where he, basically just soared through the lane and went over like two San Diego State defenders.
Off the inbound, no less.
And an and one just to go ahead and finish that.
Off the inbounds pass, he soared. This wasn't a fast break 5-on-5 where you're out on a lane and they lob it up to you. This was off of an inbounds play where Aaron Gordon was able to grab the ball in the air and throw it down. The deal, and I'll get back to the NFL and some more on ASU in a minute. The deal with U of A is they're ranked sixth. They're much better than sixth in the nation. They are. They've got to be one of the top two or three teams. After watching Michigan State, because Michigan State has the depth, watching Kentucky, which has all these kids, six or seven freshmen that are out there, watching Kansas that had some losses from last season, but they have an amazing kid too in Wiggins. Eric, I've now seen Gordon, Wiggins, Randall, and Jabari Parker. And I don't believe the one and done is good. I don't believe it's good. I don't like the fact that these guys just have to find a way to fake it for 6 months, because that's about what it is.
College basketball has become fast food. You get in, you eat it, and you're done.
You're done. I don't think that's good, okay? But there isn't a better solution. Would the NBA be more interesting right now if Aaron Gordon, who, by the way, looks like he's a senior... When they talk about comparing him to Blake Griffin, it is a comparison to Blake Griffin. This kid's bigger than him. Physically, Aaron Gordon is a beast. Wiggins, Randall, Parker, Gordon. If they're all in the NBA right now, would it be better for the NBA? From star value, absolutely it would be. From the play of the game, it would be awful. You look at these guys, for the most part, that come in early. Look at Archie Goodwin. Archie Goodwin's a one-and-done guy. He's barely playing. He's barely sniffing the floor for the Suns. But I like him. No problems with him. Paul Goldschmidt finished second in the MVP voting in the National League. And I want to get into that a little bit. Nick Pecoro actually had to defend his position today. The poor hometown beat writer who said, "I didn't vote for Goldie and all these Diamondback fans." It was the right vote on his part. But any of you listening to me, they're saying, "Oh, Goldschmidt got robbed." No. No, McCutchen took his team to the postseason. Goldschmidt didn't. I'm sorry. And much more on my mind straight ahead. I'm Brad Sussmat, sports360az.com, on Twitter at Brad Sussmat, and on White Mountain Radio. It's a Good Friday. Simply Sell It Now. Simply Sell It Now sells people's cars, trucks, motorcycles, RVs, and boats. Let them sell your vehicle. No upfront cost, no hassle. Simply Sell It Now handles all the details. They advertise, they show your vehicle, they negotiate the price, they close the deal, they handle all the paperwork. They have a website for you to go to. You have that boat sitting out front. It's like, "Hey, honey, why do we have this boat? We're not taking the boat out anymore. It costs too much gas. I have this motorcycle that's sat here for 8 years, and it's got rust all..." What, are you kidding me? SimplySellItNow.com. That's SimplySellItNow.com. Brad Sussmat with you, Sports360AZ.com. That is our site. All sorts of content, in particular this time of year. A quick shout out tonight to all the high school football teams across the state that are still in the playoffs. And tomorrow night in particular, on White Mountain Radio, all the good people at White Mountain Radio, Blue Ridge, good luck, Sholo, good luck, Snowflake, River Valley, Thatcher, Joy, Christian, Heber, Mogollon, Baghdad, and Coolidge against Blue Ridge tomorrow night. Best of luck to all the high schoolers. We'll have stories up tonight. Eric, you're heading out to a couple games, right? I think Jared's heading out to a couple games tonight. Where are you going?
I am heading to Sabino Saguaro.
So a little Tucson action.
Yep. I'm not going to Tucson. No, it's not Saguaro. But I'm also going to go up the road conveniently to Chaparral, who is hosting Marcos Deniza.
Great game. It'll be a terrific game.
And Probably the most intriguing of the Valley games.
I think Jared's going to see Basha and Chandler or Hamilton and somebody. Hamilton.
Yeah, somewhere. Somewhere non-Scottsdale related. Yeah, so
that's good. It's all up on the site. That's at sports360az.com. Also tonight, the Suns are home. I'm going to bring up the Suns here for a little bit. I know it's a football weekend. But there's an interesting story that if you're the owner of the Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver, I've talked about how the Suns are doing the right thing by getting bad, and now they're winning a few games here to start the season. They lost the other night. Tonight they play the Brooklyn Nets. Jason Kidd is hosting Brooklyn. We have a Scottsdale game tonight, Eric. We got a Scottsdale game tonight. Brooklyn played Wednesday in Sacramento, and they lost by 31 to the Kings. Brooklyn is probably the most disappointing team in the NBA. So they were here yesterday, which means last night they went to Scottsdale, which means they probably partied their tails off, which means in the NBA vernacular, and I've heard this for, you know, as long as I've been here, 20 years, oh, we got this team in town, and they're it's probably a Scottsdale game for us. It means the team got in a day early and partied their tails off, and they're hungover, and they don't play well, and they get drilled, and it's good for the Suns. I'm not making this up. So it could be a Scottsdale game tonight for the Suns. Here's what you don't want to do. If you're Jason Kidd, you're a former player, you just finished playing, and now you're trying to get this team to respond to you. And so far, when you lose by 31 to the Kings, it means we're not into this tonight. The players, the inmates run the asylum in the NBA. That's the way it is. Jeff Hornacek has the hammer because he has a bunch of kids. Tonight, for those of you that are really into watching Kevin Garnett creak up and down the floor at this stage of his career, you'll get a chance to see him. In fact, there are so much age and old folks on this Brooklyn Nets team tonight. Yeah, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Jason Terry, Brooke Lopez, Darren Williams, who's not been good at point guard. Darren Williams has been brutal. He was good in the playoffs last year. But Jason Kidd's trying to motivate Darren Williams. Well, that's not how it works. That's why the Suns, I think, when they went through those seasons a couple of years back towards the end with Steve and Grant and all that, they talked about all the character and all that stuff. Those guys are pacing themselves. They're there for the postseason. You know, this is one of those deals where tonight the Suns are going to have this young, hungry group of guys that want to get out on the floor. They want to run. They want to get after it. And New Jersey's or Brooklyn's like, come on, man. Jay-Z's our owner. We were in Scottsdale last night. It's not that big of a deal. Here's the other point, though, that I think is really interesting. So Carmelo Anthony came out after last night's loss, and those of you who listen to me for more than a week know that I'm not a fan of Carmelo Anthony's at all. But he came out of last night's loss against the Knicks got blown out. And they're 3-5 on the season. Carmelo's going to be a free agent next summer. Carmelo scored 45 points, had 10 rebounds in last night's loss in 44 minutes. Carmelo's frustrated already. And it's all about Melo or Carmelo and all that nonsense. Guy shoots the ball too much. Don't like his game at all. Wouldn't want him on my team. However, you have a crazy owner here in Arizona. You have an owner here that, as the season goes along, I don't think the Suns are going to keep up this pace. I don't. I think eventually Bledsoe is going to run out of gas because he's just putting so much into carrying this team on his back. And I could be wrong on that. But Carmelo Anthony is starting to send the signals out that I want out of here, and he is a free agent next summer. Here's my point. The Suns have a lot of cap space next summer. You may be the biggest Carmelo Anthony fan in the world. If you're Robert Sarver, they're not buying Alex Len jerseys in the team shop. They're not lined up around the block at this stage of his career to get a Channing Frye jersey. Channing Frye is a good guy. I like Channing Frye. They're not buying his jersey. They're not lining up for the Markieff or Marcus Morris jerseys. The television ratings, my point on this rant is you could solve a lot of the business side instantaneously by signing Carmelo Anthony next summer. Instantaneously. You'll sell jerseys. You'll fill the seats. Oh my gosh, Melo is in town. From a basketball standpoint, you have to be kidding me. I'll throw the one proviso in there. Unless there's an absolute complete makeover of the guy. I don't want somebody here who goes 11 for 33 from the floor. He scored 45. I didn't see how many shots he took, but I've seen Carmelo Anthony's game enough to know it's probably a north of 20. I got to get my shots. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. There's also this. If you're the Suns, and if you had an interest in Carmelo Anthony, and the owner is the guy that could walk down the hall to Ryan McDonough, hey, Ryan, you've done a great job, but we're going to go get Carmelo Anthony, and too bad. That's the way this guy works. I'm not kidding. Okay, let's turn it around. Do you want to stay in the Eastern Conference if you're Carmelo Anthony And you know the Knicks are going nowhere fast. They have the worst contract in all of sports right now with Amari Stoudemire. The absolute worst that's tied up in Amari. Love Amari as a kid. Enjoyed covering him here. When the Suns let him go, it divided the state. There were fans across the... Why would they let Amari go? Because he can't move. And now he can't play. If you're Carmelo, do you want to stay in the Eastern Conference? Indiana's getting a lot better. You have LeBron in the Heat. The Bulls have Derrick Rose. Even Detroit is not an easy way to get out of their front line. So it's just one of those deals to keep an eye on. It all involves, will the owners say, we're going to go do this, come hell or high water? I'm hoping that he continues to stay low, that he continues to stay out of sight. But in sports, it only takes one crazy owner to move up and make a move, and then you're hosed. Don't go do it. And he's sending the signals out there now, and that's probably through his agents too. Hey, let's send the word out there, because it just takes one of these owners who's nuts. You know, like the Lakers. Lakers are heading nowhere this year. 18 years ago today, on another note, 18 years ago today, the ground was broken on Bank One Ballpark. It doesn't make me feel old. I was there. I did a show that night. You were still in college, right? You weren't back yet the night that they broke the ground on the ballpark?
I was not here.
So I remember doing the show down there, and there was Jerry, and there was Joe Garagiola Jr., and there was Joe Garagiola Sr., and there was Rich Dozer, and there was all these very nice people, some dignitaries. And it was in this little patch of land. We actually went out there with a can of spray paint and spray painted a diamond after they did the first shovel. And I invited fans to come down, and we had a softball out there or something, and we threw the ball around, and we had a great time, and it was our little field of dreams. I think it was a cotton field then, because there was the house on the corner that everybody got caught up in. 18 years ago today.
And then it became a huge hole. Remember that?
Yeah, I mean,
they had to dig way down, and it was just like this huge hole next to U.S. Airways Center, well, at the time, America West Arena.
And I did the show with the helmet on, and Jerry Colangelo took me around, and we actually raffled up a couple of spots for listeners to come with us so they could see the blood and guts going on inside of the ballpark. 18 years ago today. When will the next building come up in Arizona, the next building? And I bring that up because Sun Devil Stadium is going to go through a remodel. They're not going to tear the stadium down. They're not going to build a new stadium. Wells Fargo, it sounds like they're going to take that arena on campus and they're going to refurbish that. In Tucson, they just finished refurbishing the football stadium. They could, they could take McHale Center and they could detonate that. From what it sounds like, it needs to be replaced. But if you're going around the state right now from a building standpoint, I think this group with the Coyotes, after about 2 to 3 years, is going to be looking around saying, well, what are we doing here? And we can go to somewhere else and we can make a load of money. Already heard the naming rights for jobbing.com are out there and that they're talking to some corporate people in the Valley. But across the state, is there a need to have another facility? When you think about 18 years ago today is when they started building the ballpark.
And I might be looking really far ahead into the crystal ball.
Yeah.
But what if Grand Canyon decides to add a football program?
Well, yes. So far, their president has told me flat out, we're never going to be a football school.
Yeah, until they see the revenue from what... Well, when Fresno State makes the Fiesta Bowl, a former WAC team?
You may think that, okay, and you may be right. I'm not disputing you to your core, but the cost of putting football together, there's a reason why schools like Gonzaga don't have football or Marquette doesn't have football. That there's a lot of money.
Sure, but there's also a lot of money at Grand Canyon.
To be made, sure. But if you're in the WAC and you're stuck in the WAC, see to me, your point, I could see it if there was we could go from the WAC to another football conference. Going from the WAC to the West Coast Conference, which doesn't have very much football, USD has a football program, it's never going to be a BCS. GCU, you're probably 20, maybe 30 years away. I think they're smart.
My alma mater is a small private school. When I was there, they're in the Southwest Conference. Then they went to the WAC. Then they went to Conference USA. Then they went to the Mountain West. And now they're in the Big 12. So you can get there.
Two universities in the same city?
Sure.
No.
TCU SMU, 45 minutes away.
All right. You're blowing me out of the water.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I don't mind that.
And I know Grand Canyon's been adamant about, no, we're not going to become a football school, but we'll see.
Yeah. By the way, tonight as we go to break here, ASU basketball, after U of A, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, U of A was so good last night. ASU is home tonight against Idaho State. They have a real game on Tuesday up in Las Vegas against UNLV. All right, on the other side, we'll go to Vegas. Jimmy Vaccaro, the wisest, the wise guy. South Point Resort Casino, 39 years. He's been setting the odds, the bookmaker in Vegas, longtime odds maker. Where is the money going to be made on the college and the NFL games this weekend? You guys can head on up there and have a great time laying down a bob or two, as we like to say. Jimmy Vaccaro's next. I'm Brad Sussmat. Just got a tweet from ASU that tomorrow at the Arizona State-Oregon State game tomorrow night, there'll be representatives from the Rose Bowl, the Valero Alamo Bowl. I don't mind San Antonio. The Holiday Bowl. I've been to San Diego. That's where I grew up. The Hyundai Sun Bowl, I've done shows from El Paso before. You go to the Boot Farm and that's it. And the Las Vegas Bowl. Now, I wouldn't mind going back to the Vegas Bowl. We were there 2 years ago and we had a good time. Big old Sam Boyd Stadium. But I think for Arizona State, that would be a tremendous disappointment if they went from controlling their own destiny to ending up back in Vegas or in El Paso. I think anything short of San Antonio for the Alamo Bowl or San Diego for the Holiday Bowl, and obviously the Rose Bowl, that's where it is for them because they do control their own destiny. Jimmy Vaccaro joins us now, South Point Resort Casino bookmaker, longtime Vegas odds maker. Always good to catch up with Jimmy as we do every week for the fans in Arizona heading on up to Vegas, a place to stay, the South Point Resort and Casino. Arizona State, I'll just start there, Jimmy. Arizona State, Oregon State. I know there's other games on the board we'll get to. What is the view in Vegas on ASU, Oregon State tomorrow night?
Well, I was listening to you, Brad, and you make a lot of sense, but obviously you must win now, depending on what you do from here on out, depending where you're going to play in the bowl game. I'll give you one, and you give me an answer. You got Arizona State at Oregon State. You got Washington State at Arizona. Both about a two-touchdown favorite. Who has the best chance to lose the game, Brad?
Ooh, I think ASU, even though ASU's at home tomorrow night, I think it's ASU because they've got UCLA next week, Jimmy.
Okay. All right, that's a fair assessment. They're both around a two-touchdown favorite. They're priced where they should be. Actually, just looking at the screen a little while ago, there's been a little more money on Arizona State than the Arizona side. In other words, Arizona State money shown a little bit the last day and a half, but Washington State money against Arizona has shown also.
Yeah, and that game down in Tucson is a big game for the U of A for sure. But nationally, tonight you've got a great one. Washington, UCLA, that Arizona State fans and U of A fans will be keeping an eye on. What's the view on that one?
Yeah, we're stumped. What I mean by that, the bettors are stumped. It hasn't moved off to 2.5. UCLA a favorite the entire week. A little bit of nibbling here and there at the favorite. Wouldn't be surprised to see the game go to 3. It's mid afternoon. But these isolated games, Brad, they seem to draw more attention always to the home team, especially if they're a favorite. So obviously, it looks like a pretty good football game. But right now, a little bit more money on the UCLA Bruins.
Stanford USC tomorrow afternoon game is sold out.
Big time game, boy. These are things were made Saturday makes in the books here in Nevada, no doubt about it. You have Stanford. We opened them a 3.5-point favorite. Money on Stanford. The game got as high as 4. Now selling back. There's some 3.5 starting to show. You know, we always think that the Stanford team, the big defensive guys or whatever. If you look at the stats, they're a little misleading. Actually, USC has a better stat on the defense and the offensive side. Make no mistake that Orgeron has made a huge difference. Since he came, they're 4-1 straight up and 4-1 against the number. They're playing for him. They're playing for themselves. I think they're playing to try to keep this guy the job if they win some of these games. Stanford, not in the best of spots in the world, only because even though it's been the 10-day layoff, they come off an unbelievable win against Oregon, last Thursday night. They were a 10-point dog and won the game outright. So even though nobody likes to talk about it, there is sometimes a letdown coming off a huge game like that. So I would suggest that the money will show on stand from the recreational guys during the course of the day tomorrow, but the big money will show on the underdog USC Trojans.
Jimmy Vaccaro, South Point Resort and Casino, bookmaker, longtime Vegas odds maker with Brad Sussmat. We do Jimmy every week on the show. I appreciate his time coming from the South Point Resort and Casino. Over on the NFL side, okay, before I get to the stinker game down here, let's get into the real stuff, and that's Chiefs-Broncos on Sunday night.
Big-time game, naturally. The only thing that's stymied the betting, Brad, is the the back and forth with Manning. Practice, didn't practice. He'll be fine. I'll be fine. He was talking about it. So there hasn't been a great amount of money. The amount of money that we had is just basically what you thought. You're getting a 9-0 Kansas City team, and you're getting over a touchdown. So some of the smarts jumped in and took the 8 early on, thinking it might go down. But the recreational guy has been in love with Denver since Manning got there. So far, it's been a two-way action game. On the straight bets, it's been little Kansas City. On the parlay card guys, it's been on Denver. And truthfully, the game's not going to move too much one way or another, because surely you can make a case for Kansas City, even though we go back to the same old washboard thing. They haven't beat anybody, Jimmy. Who the hell they've beaten?
Yeah.
But they've won. They won 9 in a row. Denver, we know there's some chinks in the armor here with the defensive side, and Denver better hope that this injury is not a long-lasting, lingering thing with Manning, so we'll see what happens there.
49ers at New Orleans.
Monster game, New Orleans, 3-point favorite. They are now, they're inching up to Denver status as far as, like, you know, public perception and betting on them every week. And last week, they just blasted the Dallas, and that was the biggest loser of the day for all the books in Nevada. When it came New Orleans and over, just like we just kept paying out for about 3 days. San Francisco, hard to figure at times, and at this time it's hard to figure too. Coming off a 10-9 loss, although the Panthers' defense played great. Offensively, Kaepernick, he's doing okay, but he almost took a little step back from last year's performance to now. So right now, New Orleans is a 3-point favorite. You'll see that money go up on New Orleans. You'll probably see 3.5 come game time, New Orleans being the favorite.
Jimmy Vaccaro, South Point Resort and Casino with Brad Sussmat. Before I let you go, so we have this game here where the Cardinals have to go to Jacksonville. They have to play the game. If they stub their toe after a nice win over a Houston club that, yeah, a lot of adversity, a lot of injury, they took care of business. Jimmy, the Cardinals are one of these teams that's sitting there right now in the playoff picture at 5-4. You can't lose to Jacksonville. What's the view in Vegas on this one?
Well, you're right in everything that you said, but we look at it a little bit different out here. When I say we, me and you, quote-unquote, the professional guys, no matter how you slice it up, kid, you can't bet Arizona as a favorite. It's just too hard. They break your heart every time that they're a favorite.
Mm.
Being a dog, they have enough weapons to keep the game close going into the fourth quarter. But you've got a Jacksonville team now a little rejuvenated. We know they're not going to the playoffs, but at least they're playing for some pride now. This is a bad spot for the Arizona Cardinals. And I say this, and if you talk to anybody who's been around as long as I have, they'll say, Jimmy, you put your money down on the Arizona Cardinals, a favorite time after time, you'll be at the Sunoco station pumping gas in about a month and a half.
Anything else that's caught your eye for this weekend, Jimmy?
Well, the Patriot game, we finally got a big-time Monday night game. Panthers, we've talked about how good the Panthers have gotten in the last 5 weeks. They surely have, especially the defensive side. And you're still getting points with the Patriots, which means there'll be plenty of money for Brady and company. So at least we got a big-time Monday night game, my friend.
Stay well. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
All right, Bill.
Jimmy Vaccaro, South Point Resort and Casino. Appreciate his time. Working at the Sunoco station. That's why I love Jimmy. 39 years. I probably talked to him for 20 of those 39. And he always has the little one-liner that pops up. So, you know, tonight, the Washington-UCLA game tonight, what does it mean for Arizona State? Well, you if you're an ASU fan, can Washington punish UCLA a little bit? Smack them around a little bit? Beat them up a little bit? You've got ASU at UCLA next week. I'm doing the show from the Rose Bowl Trophy Room next Friday. I'm really looking forward to that. The Rose Bowl people have been terrific. They said, yeah, come on out here, do the show. We always do the show on the road, thanks to our friends over at Santan Ford. So we're going to be out there next week. It'll be fun. This segment of the Brad Sussmat Show is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. Coming into the great sports weekend, a lot going on. I'm sure you're like me. You're going to be bumping around over at kids' things. Do you have the vehicle that makes the most sense for you guys? Maybe you've just now started to come into some money and you're thinking at the end of the year, it's probably the right time for me to go get the F-150, start looking into something maybe that's more practical, like what I'm driving right now, the Fusion Hybrid. The Ford Fusion Hybrid makes a lot of sense for me, and it's at Santan Ford. General Manager Tim Hovick, I've got people around town sending me notes. Okay, I hear you talk about Tim Hovick. Can you get me in touch with him? And I never hear back in a negative way. They get the results they're looking for at Santan Ford. Santan Ford, where it is all about you. That's the Santan 202 and Val Vista Santan Ford, where it's all about you. On the other side, it's Goody at the Movies. We'll talk with Bill Goodykoontz next. Brad Sussmad with you, of course, on White Mountain Radio. White Mountain Radio, good people there that have the show, and on Twitter at Brad Sussmat, C-E-S-M-A-T, and we stream the show, sports360az.com. You have content throughout the weekend that we put up for you to take in, fun stuff, different stuff. I think we're going to bring some of that Jimmy back, talking about the Cardinals. You can't bet that on the Cardinals. That was really good stuff. Stay with us. And now it is time to visit with Bill Goodykoontz. Goody at the Movies every week. Sports360AZ on Twitter, Brad Sussmat. Bill's on Twitter as well. And yours is, what is your Twitter handle? I'm blanking.
Goody K.
Goody K.
At Goody K.
At Goody K. And of course, every day we get, or every Friday rather, we get together with Bill and we do our thing. I'm all over the place here because I just saw another note about Anchorman 2. Okay. You haven't seen it yet, right?
I have not. That one, I think they're going to hold off on us until pretty close to when it comes out.
Bill, of course, chief film critic for Gannett. So even in your position, you don't get that much other than what we have all seen just in the teases so far.
Right. On the rare occasion, sometimes I will see stuff a little earlier than other people because I need to interview somebody.
Yeah.
And they have these junkets, and it's all on the same weekend. So if I can't go to the junket, I will they'll try to set up a screening for me. And
you can't talk about some of this stuff. So, like, The Hunger Games comes out next week, and I'm already getting run over by my wife and my daughters. It's a total chick deal. Have you seen that yet?
I have not. I see that Monday. Word is from, I've talked to some people who have seen it, some distributor types.
Yeah.
And they said that this one's much better.
Well, that doesn't mean I'm going to go see it.
Well, yeah, you are, because everybody will.
Hey, the best man holiday, Terrence Howard. I like Terrence Howard. Is this worth seeing this weekend?
Yeah, Randy Cordova saw that for us, but he liked it. And a lot of critics liked it. It was surprising. I don't know that a lot of people like the best man thing, but evidently this is really good. Terrence Howard evidently has some personal issues to work through, but he's
I missed that.
Well, I think he has some. Now, I don't know everything, and all I know is what I see. But sometimes he evidently gets into some trouble with women.
Ah.
And I don't, I don't want to disparage the guy unduly, but. So I'll just stick to his acting. I think he's a very good actor.
Oh, okay. All right. He's some things he's working through.
I think so.
All right. I've heard that there's another Mission Impossible that's coming. Can you confirm this?
I have heard the same thing. I can't confirm it. I can confirm that I've heard the same rumor.
All right. And do we know if Tom Cruise is going to be in it?
He's got to be, right?
I would hope. It's not like Bourne, where you wake up and you're like, this is not Matt Damon, okay? Come on. You know what I mean? I have to see Tom Cruise running. That's what Tom Cruise does in movies. He runs.
I think Tom Cruise is a good actor. And I know that a lot of people don't like him. A lot of people don't like him just because he's a Scientologist. A lot more people don't like him because he is a vocal Scientologist who doesn't shy away. A lot of these people kind of shy away from their personal stuff. He does not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care what the guy is. I mean, I just think he's good in movies. And I think that if you remember early on in his career, he did this really smart thing. He went from one movie to the next with a kind of a mentor. It was always some older, really good actor that he could learn from. Robert Duvall or, people like that. And Paul Newman. And then he's kind of got to the place where he was doing his own thing. He's been in some bad movies, don't get me wrong, but I pretty much always enjoy him.
Hugh Jackman, I hear, is working on a Wolverine.
Why not?
I read that. Now, but have you heard that as well, that there's going to be another Wolverine with Hugh Jackman coming?
I've heard that there's going to be. The last one did well, and the last one was pretty good. The first, they just keep doing these bizarre things with Wolverine. They had the sort of origin thing a few years ago where the premiere was actually in Tempe. And then...
I remember that.
And then that, but the movie wasn't very good. Then they had this movie this summer where the movie actually was pretty cool, and it was set up more like the comic as a sort of a sequel type deal, where you could really take off from where they left you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you wonder, Jackman's getting old and stuff, but man, that guy is just ripped. I mean,
yeah.
I think we talked about this. I read an interview with him where he said, when I take my shirt off in this movie, I don't want people to say, wow, that guy's in good shape. I want people to say, holy bleeping bleep. And you can fill in,
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Bill Goodykunz, Goody at the Movies with us for a couple of minutes. Okay, so Thanksgiving movies right around the corner. Frozen, you've seen that, and you like it, and that's one for the kids. What is there going to be? Because I have to share with you something somewhat personal. I am going into a situation on Thanksgiving Day where I know for certain I'm going to want to get out of the house and get away from the people that I'm there with. It's an in-law situation that's not good, and I'm already dreading it. It's in California, so I have to have what are the three movies that I could take for 9 hours and show up and scarf down some turkey and get out of the house? Do you have a couple?
What have they got? Do they got any sports bars in California anymore?
No,
I've been there, they always had them.
I could go do that, but I'm looking for something. I've already got golf lined up. That's 4 hours right there, right?
Why don't you go take like a Pilates class?
I may take a Pilates class. I might go sit on a lifeguard tower in Carlsbad. But I need to have a couple of conversation pieces of, we got to go catch this movie. We got to get out of here.
You should go see Frozen.
Okay.
Because what's going to happen is your kids, everybody's going to want to see that. Maybe you could take them to the movie, and then you could sneak back and eat all the food.
No, that's true.
I've seen Homefront, which is a Jason Statham movie where it's one of those kind of typical revenge things. Like things go, he's like a former, DEA undercover guy who's just totally and completely and utterly badass. I mean, you can hit him in the head with a crowbar. I believe actually they literally hit him in the head with a crowbar. And
okay.
I was getting ready to say, I didn't mean it literally until I realized they actually do that. And he gets better, and he fights and he beats people up. The one that I really want to see, and I haven't seen yet, but I should see soon, is Old Boy, which is Spike Lee's remake of a Korean film, which is just brutal. And I can't say anything about it because it's got some huge twists. And really, I mean, disturbing twists, bad stuff. And the question is, I think Spike Lee's a really good director, but will an American audience go for some of the stuff that happened in the original? And the original is really beloved by, film buffs and people who like, these sort of Asian... It's not really... wouldn't call it an action film, but that kind of thing. So there's a lot of questions about that. Is it going to be any good? But Spike Lee's one of those guys that, man, if he makes it, I'll go see it. Just to, I don't like them all, but the ones I like, I really like.
I have to ask you one last movie question. I have another thing for you, and that is, I saw where Thor is up to $85 million, and number two at the box office is Jackass at 11. Was Thor really... Are you surprised Thor's done that well?
No, because that Marvel stuff, that's a license to print money. You know what kicked that whole thing off was the first Iron Man. And everybody was like, it was sort of like they finally put a real actor in a superhero movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And Robert Downey... So what's Robert Downey Jr. doing in this movie? And it's like, well, as it turns out, he's having a lot of fun. And that kicked the thing off. From there, it went, you go through all these things, and the Hulk, Captain America, all these things. And then, of course, it culminates with the Avengers, which I watched again over the weekend. And, man, that is just such a fun movie. And that is, that's, I believe, it's now the second or it's either the second or third highest grossing film of all time. And now, I think that unless they really screw it up, if one of the franchise guys quits, maybe that would be a problem. If they have to get, if they have to get Jonah Hill to play Iron Man, if Robert Downey Jr. drops out, although that might be kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Then I think they're golden. I mean, people, now that, you know, the next one up is Captain America, and people, who doesn't want to see it? I want to see it. I mean, they're fun movies. Doesn't mean they're all good. I didn't think this Thor was nearly as good as the first one or the Avengers, and we talked about it, but it, you know, it was fine, and it's a way to, you know, that would have been your good turn your brain off Thanksgiving movie.
That's what I'm getting at here is it just you walk into these just knowing what you're going to get for an hour and 45 minutes, but you said it well off the top. It's just a license to print money. So I'm in a conversation with some guys this last week, and they were talking about the primetime broadcast crews now in the NFL. And they were hammering away on Tirico on Monday Night Football. They didn't know the guy, it's Brad Nessler, on the Thursday night game. And Al Michaels is just kind of like an old shoe. I'm curious from your end, and they had all their comments about it. Is there a broadcast crew for pro football, not college, because it's a different deal, for pro football this time of year that you really like?
I think I'm like most people. I just kind of gravitate towards the familiar. I'm, you know, we've talked about this before. I like Collinsworth and Michaels, but I feel like I think he's read too many of his headlines about what a great broadcaster he is. I mean, he strikes me now as a lot more arrogant than he did back when he was saying things like, you know, do you believe in miracles or whatever? But, you know, who wouldn't? I mean, the guy, you know, I've met him. He's a nice guy. But he does not pretend not to be very self-confident, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and Collinsworth, I think, you know, ought to be the best in the business. I think when he's on his game, he is the best in the business because he knows stuff. I mean, he was actually a very good player. He's smart. He's a lawyer. And it used to be when he was not on the number one team that he would be a lot more critical of the players. I've noticed over the years that that's gone away a little bit. And I think that's too bad. I'm not saying the guy's got to go out there and burn bridges or anything, you know, but a little more of the Johnny Miller, John McEnroe type. And those are the kind of guys that I really like. The ones that, you know, they know what's going on. They know the inside stuff and they're willing to share it. I mean, some of these other guys, some of the ex-football players, you know, it came out like with this dolphin stuff, and they talk about hazing. And a lot of these, you know, former football players, and I have no idea what the facts are in the dolphin thing, who knows, but I think that it's, you got to be of a certain mindset to condone.
Well, you have to not be controlled by the league, which I think is what we're starting to hear from some of these guys that's just watered down.
And the league is protecting its image at every turn.
Yes, at every turn.
And there is nothing that the league doesn't do. Sometimes, you know, I'll listen to these, you know, I'll listen to something like the Dan Patrick Show or something like that, and they'll have Rich Eisen on, and he will occasionally, he'll say, look, I am an employee of the NFL.
Chuck says NFL, I got to say what I got to say. I got to let you go off that. We'll talk about this further down the road because I think there's more to it than that. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
Bill Goodykunz, Goody at the Movies. Always good to catch up with Bill Goodykunz, AZ Central. And, of course, chief film critic for Gannett. Look, there's plenty of content up on the site. AZFamily.com could be out there. AZ Central could be out there. But we're different than that. Sports360AZ.com. Sports360AZ.com. We have plenty of content of things that are a little off the beaten path, not traditional media companies do. We like to get after it a little bit in some different sorts of ways, different features, different things. So check it out, sports360az.com on White Mountain Radio. And, of course, you can follow me on Twitter throughout the weekend, @BradSusmat, CESMAT.